Harper Bliss, author of Lesbian Fiction, and I'm her missus. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we try to talk about our journey in writing and publishing.
But we usually get sidetracked by television or our cat.
Meow.
Welcome to Harper Bliss and her missus. Hello everyone, this is episode 24 of
Harper Bliss
and her missus.
We're recording this on Monday, 28 January 2019.
Yes.
First month of the year is almost over.
I know, it flew by, really.
Do you have a sense of accomplishment of your first month?
I don't know, that's just a strange question.
Is it?
I don't know. I mean, I did some stuff. I did not achieve some other stuff.
Did a lot of work.
Yes, but...
Inventory management.
Still inventory management, still no writing.
It's a full-time job.
Yes, it is.
You have no time to write.
But and also I need to change the plot of my book. I just found out. Because I just saw on Instagram our friend Claire Lydon posted a cover reveal, and there was the blurb of her new upcoming book. And it's almost the same as the book that I started writing. I mean, not exactly the same, but a lot of stuff is the same. So, yeah, now I need to change it, or people will think I copied her.
Well, I don't think you have to change it that much, because you will both write a very different book.
Yes, but, I mean, the premise is quite similar.
And I think Claire does sex scenes and you don't, so yours will be a sweet romance.
Yes, that's true. But anyway, yes, that kind of threw me a bit. That was just like 2 hours ago I saw that.
You have an excuse not to write it.
Yes, now I need to rethink it completely, and it's all Claire's fault. Thank you, Claire. Anyway,
yeah.
What about you? Do you feel a sense of accomplishment this month?
Well, it's my second cold of the month, so maybe not in the health department.
Yeah, no, so if you hear any sniffing noises or, trumpety noises, that's just Harper blowing her nose and sniffling a lot.
I used to play the trumpet,
Yes.
My mother always encouraged me by saying I sounded like a sick cow. That's how I was raised.
It is very encouraging. Anyway.
Speaking of Claire,
yes.
I think Claire will be mentioned a couple of times in our podcast because last week we had a chat with her and T.B. Markinson, which we do on a regular basis, and because we are friends and we have written some books together between us. And Claire said that she had a very tight deadline for a book, and she said she'd gone on a writing retreat.
Yeah, so she rented a little cottage somewhere and just went out there and just wrote the whole day.
She had unbelievable word counts, dazzling, and I wanted to have the same kind of word count. She said, well, if Claire can do it, maybe so can I. Because I used to be the queen of word count.
Yes.
I've long been dethroned. So I said, okay, next week, I'm not going anywhere because, I really like to be home. I said, well, let's pretend I am on a writing retreat and I do nothing else but write. Well, except, today I do the podcast, but I've written... Today I've done 5,200 words.
That's good. It's been a while since you did that many words in one day.
Years.
Yes.
Maybe not years, but a long time.
Yeah. So
it's because, this is also something Claire said. It's a mindset thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I really put my mind to it. Plus, I also had a really good day. Like some mornings when you come to when I come to my computer, I just know it's not going to happen, right? And some mornings, my fingers can barely keep up. So today my fingers could barely keep up. I typed so fast, I'd be full of mistakes when I revise tomorrow. It was a really good writing day. So, I always knew the first day wouldn't be that much of a problem. Plus, this was 5,200 words. I want to do more.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow will be the true test of the writing.
Yes, because you did get a bit of a late start this morning, but more on that later.
Yeah, I did. I woke up much later than I usually do.
So tomorrow you should be a bit more rested, hopefully.
Yes, I just hope my cold doesn't ruin my writing retreat.
I hope so too.
I hope I'll work through. But, you know, so I said, okay, I'm not doing anything else this week except for, you know, like super necessary things or things that I do every week, like record a podcast, and on Thursday I'll do my newsletter because I do that every 2 weeks, and you know, it's my newsletter week.
Mm-hmm.
But like all... But I know I can only do this because of you.
Well, I one of the things that Claire said that worked for her is that she was on in this cottage on her own during the week for a few days, and then I think her wife came to join her for the weekend. But she had packed, you know, prepared meals, so she didn't have to think about cooking and food and stuff. So
did she do a Claire Balding and buy meals at M&S?
I don't know. She
only
didn't say that.
Only eat prepared meals from M&S.
I don't know. Anyway, so... I'm trying my best to be supportive by preparing all, well, not all, because you do your own breakfast, but, you know, having food ready for lunch and for dinner. I was a bit late for lunch today because I prepared for dinner as well. It's a curry, and it's good if it can marinate a bit during the day, so I prepared everything this morning. But anyway, so that'll be my task for the week, to make sure that this writing retreat is catered.
Well... You're the caterer, but let's be honest. Even if it's if I'm not on a, you know, writing retreat, we do most of the cooking anyway.
Yes, well,
but
that's
true. I do
true.
Throw in a token meal once a week, I think, and you know, I make some desserts and stuff.
Yeah. So, but this week I'm gonna try, and not, you know, because we often have this talks about what are we gonna eat. I'm gonna figure that out myself and, you know, go do the shopping and make sure everything's ready.
Yeah, you usually do the shopping as well.
Yes. Anyway, you know, don't need to think about what you're going to have to eat or what you're going to this week.
Because that's always on my mind. Not as a joke, what I'm going to eat is always on my mind. I can never understand people who say at the end of the day, oh, I forgot to eat today. How is that possible? How can you forget to eat?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I do, I think sometimes if I were here on my own and just busy with something and focused on something, I could forget to eat on, or at least to eat on time.
Oh, I know, because I always have to tell you lunch, dinner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. I never forget.
Yeah.
I'm like a cat. I start getting agitated at 30 to 15 minutes before meal times.
Yeah. So, yeah, so you maybe next week you can, you know, report back on how your writing retreat went.
Well, I finished the first episode of French Kissing, so, and there will be four, like in the previous book, so three more episodes to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, next week I will report back on my, well, it's, I didn't go anywhere, but my home writing retreat.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what else? You took an important step last week as well.
Yes, and also because of Claire, because you know she mentioned that she'd heard about a virtual assistant who, you know, is a lesbian herself who can, you know, maybe cater more to lesbian fiction writers. And I hired her to help me with my email, because email has been a worry for me for a long time. I just cannot keep up to. I mean, I try, but it's just always, I always have this huge backlog of email. And because I always thought this is not something I can ask someone else to do for me, I have to do it myself. But I said, well, let's just try it. You know, and I chatted with this woman. Her name is Erin. She's very nice. You know, she's from New Zealand, so that helps.
Yeah, they're very friendly in New Zealand.
And, you know, I asked her, can you, like, write me an example of what you would write? And it was really, like, you know, much better than what I would write. Because, you know, I get a lot of email that's quite sensitive. Like, you know, people telling me about their coming out or homophobia, things like that, that, you know, I can't just, like, reply to quickly without any thought, you know. I mean, someone needs to...
Give
say
a thoughtful reply.
You know, say something sensible. But I don't have the time to always do that. So I've hired someone to help me, which is a big step for me indeed.
You will still do some of the emails yourself, but some of them she will do.
Yes. So if you get an email, if you send me an email, I read all email I get. I will always read all email, and then I will filter it and ask her to reply to some email I need to reply to personally. There's no choice. But, you know, there's a big difference for me mentally if I have an inbox with, you know, two messages I need to reply to instead of 20, you know, because, you know, I get overwhelmed quite quickly. And already, you know, just taking the step made me feel better. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's okay. Then I said, okay, I'm going to work on the backlog that I have to work on. And I did it over the weekend, cleared some of my emails. So, you know, I can have an inbox zero feeling most of the time, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, it's not just the time I save. It's also because of the, yeah, because otherwise it's always in the back of my head. Oh, I still have to do email. I still have to do email, you know. So we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm. And so we said last week, we mentioned that we were going out this weekend.
To a soiree.
To a soiree. And it was a good soiree. It was the reason why you were up late this morning, because you hadn't recovered yet.
Oh, no, we only went home at 4 a.m.
Yes, that is almost the time we wake up some days. So.
When you're over 40, it's a bit late.
But it was fun because we danced and we hadn't danced in a long time.
Yeah.
There were some, I mean, the music overall was quite all right, except for a few.
Well, they,
you know,
cater to all ages.
Yes, there was a very big diversity in everything at this party, really.
Yeah,
in age, and, you know.
It was the whole spectrum of,
yeah,
LGBTQ.
A good mix of gays and lesbians, and I'm sure a lot of bisexuals as well, a lot of trans people as well. It was really fun because there were all kinds of people there. And we saw some people that we hadn't seen in a while, but we hung out with some of our good friends and we had a really good time.
Yeah, we did. A good time was had, but also a hangover was had the day after.
Yeah, but it wasn't too bad. It was, I mean, it could have been way worse.
Yeah,
I've had way worse.
Yeah, because this party was like so crowded and busy that it was really hard to get a drink. So it was impossible to drink.
Fast.
A lot
faster.
You had to drink
yes.
slow.
Yes.
So that was,
yeah,
like a good thing that came from a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But still drank enough.
Yes. And before the party, there was this award show. I think we mentioned it last week, where they handed out awards for the best media event in 2018. And the winner is a journalist of one of the main Flemish TV stations. She's their foreign correspondent.
Yes.
Who came out as trans last year and transitioned, and it was the TV station was awarded because of the way they handled the transition by being completely open and completely accepting and completely, you know, she's now, I think she's back on air.
Yeah.
She's reporting, you know, as herself now, and she was there as well, so.
That was really cool.
Flemish TV has an openly trans foreign correspondent.
Well, it's so great. I mean, it makes me think, because I get a lot of email from people in countries where, you know, being gay is even illegal. And here in Belgium, they have a trans woman on television.
Yes.
And it's so important to see that, you know, even for us, but for like young people who don't know. So I think it was really great. So for that reason, it was also a very uplifting
yes.
evening.
Yes, and this, I mean, I should mention, this is not a young person.
No, no, no.
She's how old? She's in...
Must be in her 50s.
In her 50s, I think. The second half of the latter 50s, I'd
yeah.
say. Or in her 50s at least. So, yeah. So.
And she said she thought it was never going to happen still in her life, but it did. Because, you know, times change.
Yes.
That's also what I always say when I get someone like from a country... A country where homosexuality is illegal, I always say things will change, because I do believe that things always change. Like 50 years ago, things were not like this in Belgium. Right?
Mm-hmm. No.
And I know some countries have a long way to go, but still, things will change. I mean, you cannot keep a gay down.
No.
It's impossible. Mm.
So, yeah. So that all in all, we had a good time, a good evening.
Yes.
So that was good.
Yes.
Then TV-wise, we haven't been watching much new, but we did want to mention one TV show. It's finished now, and most people who listen to this podcast will probably not be able to see it because it's show
Flemish.
On Flemish TV. It's not fiction. The premise was, is this young guy, documentary maker, who decided to he chose 9 people who had something big or significant happen to them in 2018, and he asked them to come together at a kind of retreat place 1 weekend a month, more or less, people who didn't know each other at all. And then they all talked about, you know, their life. But during the time in between their reunions, they filmed themselves and, you know, filmed their lives. And then they showed, you know, the most significant clips and discussed it. And so the people on the show, some of them had very, you know, exciting and uplifting challenges in the year. There was this young guy who's a rapper who wanted to, you know, try and get his rapping career off the ground. There was this woman who started an organic farm with her boyfriend. Then there were also people for whom it was a difficult year, because the one was a guy who, he's in his 50s, I thought he was older, he's actually in his 50s, who has early onset Alzheimer's. And so he and his wife decided
in his 50s?
Yeah, I read an article that said he's a 50-something.
Oh, wow, he looks much older.
I know. And so they had to sell their house and move to an apartment because he is getting, you know, worse. And then there was this other guy who's less than 40, has early onset Parkinson, but he had an operation, an implant put in his brain to control the disease.
There was a guy whose wife died of cancer, and then he got cancer himself.
Yes.
But so, I mean, it sounds very depressing when you say it like that, but the show is not like that at all. I mean, it's very moving, but it's about life, you know,
yeah.
How you can always get back up.
There was a trans guy who was starting his real physical transition during the year, started on hormone therapy and who got top surgery in the course of the year. And there was also a lesbian
who fell in love.
Yeah, she was. So she had a son already, and she was planning on having a second child in 2018. But then, yeah, she met someone and the plan kind of changed. But because this show was really set over a whole year, you can really, you know, you follow the lives of the people that you don't know, and they don't know each other at the beginning, but then you see them get closer, and sometimes one of them had someone had a party, and you could see all the other ones were there as well. They really became like a family, even though they saw each other maybe once or twice a month. And it was the guy who made the show, they had these group sessions where they talked about what had been happening in the previous month, and he always manages to ask, you know, big questions, heavy questions, but in such a nice, a friendly and empathetic way, and that, you know, people open up, and it was very, very moving and very interesting, and
Did you cry?
I did, at some points I did, because every episode had a moving moment.
It's really a tearjerker, but still it's very uplifting, because, like, for instance, the guy with cancer, he was already once in remission and now he got cancer again, and he just remained so optimistic, it's unbelievable.
And he has two teenage children to take care of, and, you know, it's, yeah.
And also it makes you think that, you know, life can be really hard. I mean, our life is not hard at all.
Yeah, no, we're very,
so
very privileged compared to many other people. So if you are in Belgium or, you know, the Netherlands and you have not seen this show, I think you could probably watch it online on the VRT website. It's really, really worth it. I mean, I loved it. And I'm not usually that big a fan of reality shows and stuff. That's not really my thing. But this was really very, very good.
Yes.
So big recommendation. It's called The Weeknd. The Weeknd.
It's a show that can only be made with the help of time. Eh? And
yes.
Shows like that are always so good because, you know, you see what happens in a year.
Yes.
And otherwise, I mean, you can look back at your own year, but still it's not the same.
Mm-hmm. No, it was really good. I loved it. I'm hoping maybe some other countries can make a similar show.
And now we miss them.
Yeah.
Now we don't know what's happening with these people anymore.
Yeah. I mean,
crazy, right?
Well, I mean, the last episode was filmed in December, so it's not that long ago. So I'm sure there will be occasional updates in the press, because these people are now famous in Flanders.
Yes, but not in the press that we read.
Well, in the morning they might do.
No, I highly doubt it.
Well, they did articles about the program and review of the program. So
yeah,
maybe,
that's true. Then.
You know.
I think you're going to have to read another newspaper though if you want updates.
I'm going to have to read tabloids.
Yeah, you're going to have to read the equivalent of the Daily Mail.
Oh,
and
no.
Then also it won't be true what they say. So you're going to have to do your own research.
Okay, well, you know, we'll see. Maybe they'll do a reunion show in a few months to see where they are. Anyway, I think we've been going on for long enough now. So almost 20 minutes.
Yes.
Goodness me. Okay, so we should be back next week.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Hopefully I will have a lot of words under my belt.
Yes, and maybe I will have some too, but I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
Okay, till next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Harper Bliss and Her Misses.
You can find all the episodes and show notes at harperblissandhermisses.com.
We also have a favor to ask.
If you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it, that would help other people find us.
Thank you.